Welcome to Five Star Radio. Consider this your warning.
Hey there, cats, kittens, Mike Toffin, walking around the city doing the thing that fucking bullshit that we do. I actually wasn't planning on doing one of these today because I'm going to be recording in studio tonight. That's right, the first show that'll air Thursday, doing a preview, which I haven't done in forever. But then news, I don't think news really broke, if I'm being honest. Like, I really don't. Nonetheless, yeah, something to talk about. And heaven knows. There's one thing I can do, it's talk. I actually have a dollar bill on me that I want to use to give to the one homeless guy I see a lot. So I'm getting it out. That's right, fuckers. Five Star Radio is a generous fucking program. And I'm a generous man. Did I say that, everybody? I'm Mike Coughlin. This is Five Star Radio at halfstarted.com. If I didn't, whatever, fuck it. So then, the news. Conor McGregor's fucking with us all. I know he is. Like, I know that he is. Because he tweeted out a thing, a picture, and it says, going to be retiring young, thanks for the cheese, something, like, it basically sounds like he's saying, I've retired, but of course there's no way of shit that Conor McGregor would retire, you know, on a whim like that. It's just weird. Every other tweet he's had, or like the past 24 hours, shows him, like, he was at, in Iceland there was, the Timonier training with Gunnar Nelson and some other stuff. I mean, he's just fine. I know he's not, but it's something to talk about. And media, I'm like, yes, let's throw up a post and hopefully get some clicks. And we did. We didn't do too bad with it. But I got banned from Facebook for posting in groups for a day, until Friday, because sometimes I overdo it. I don't give a shit. That's like the big cheat. You post something, you go to Facebook, you post it in a bunch of groups, people read it, and then after that, you get helped out on Google. It's a fabulous system. So, Conor McGregor has not retired. Nate Diaz had a funny reply of, I guess my work is done here. My work is now done. I'm retired too. The difference being that I really could see Nate just up in one day just randomly saying, you know what, fuck you guys, I'm done, I'm retired. That would not surprise me. Conor, he's a glory boy, he wants the attention, he loves the limelight, he's making too much money. It's just, yeah, been funny. I'll give him that, it is. Well, it's amusing at least. But should we talk about it? Should we speculate? Should I say, is it real? I don't know, because by the time this show gets up, even if, let's see, it's about 4:15 right now, 4:10, best case scenario, this is up in less than 2 hours. I gotta take a train. Fuck you, what do you want me to do? But yeah, I mean, best case it gets up, but, shit, what I know that there's nothing to it, and if there's something to it, then I'll talk about it probably tomorrow, but So I should sit around and speculate, go to the ins and outs, have a breaking news about it. I guess this kind of is my attempt at doing that. But you know me, I don't do that shit. Like, first of all, Five Star Radio for years exists as a half parody of radio shows. And then this website exists as a half parody of websites. And yet I occasionally do things that are incredibly inspiring. Because I'm just that kind of guy. And then I wonder why I don't get any credibility. I don't know. Probably because when I write a post about maybe the biggest star in the world of MMA possibly retiring, I say, I don't fucking believe it. Fuck you, ESPN. Why doesn't that make me credible? Also, I got the news from an ESPN alert, but whatever. Worldwide leader, my ass. They know that I'm better. I see Okamoto at the shows here and there. I work harder than he does. He's a journalist, though. NFC is just like a, there's a little inside baseball, if you will, inside MMA, not the show, scoop. I go to shows, sit down there, used to be with a laptop, now I just use the iPad. So I sit down there and I work. Like, I get there early and I watch every fight. Like, I don't give a fuck about the interviews with people, even though I know that's what people want. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, find out what the... Like, I'm non-traditional in that I don't care about, like, the story, whatever people are looking for. I just want to give the best play-by-play coverage I possibly can. And I really do believe, pound for pound, man for man, dick for dick, mine's as good as anyone's. That's right. I walk around the city, and I just said my dick's as good as anyone's. Fuck you. That's how I roll. Why am I saying that's how I roll? I gotta really stop that. It's really weird. Anyways, so I just sit there and I'm never stopping on everything I'm watching. I'm getting the action. I'm doing things. I see them. Half of these guys are just kind of watching it. They'll watch a little bit of a fight. And maybe they, I can see them, like, maybe they'll write about one or two fights here and there. Like, they're not interested in giving you all the info, which I guess makes sense because you can get all the info anywhere, but I don't know. Just like, again, I know that it's not like these guys are like me. And this is taken out away from them. They do outstanding work. But most of them are journalists first. Now, I'm a journalist. I've been trained in it. I have ethics. I do. Just pretend. Go with it. I could. I might. If I didn't have any, you wouldn't know, because I'd have no ethics. Doi. Hey, I'm coming up to the, what we call elevated train. Wonder if it's going to make a lot of noise. But, I'm a fan. Like, I love the sport more than anything. Like, I've been in love with it. I'll do anything for it. It's my every waking moment. I don't think I can go now. I think this car's gonna drive and kill me. There's the train. Told ya. Do I know this shit or what, motherfuckers? So to me, like, the idea of being able to be that close to the action and not paying attention to every moment of it, not taking it all in, not letting you, the view, reader, experience it all through my eyes, is an insult. Because I know that, you know, so few people get to really do that. You don't get that kind of access. So I want you to feel that kind of raw emotion if possible. And so when guys don't do that, I think it's, oh, train time. I'm not going to let the train get the way I thought. But no, it just seems like... Oh, and I just cough like an animal. Yeah, it just seems unfair. Like, to you. Because I know almost every single person, probably every single person who has ever read my play-by-play wishes they could do it. Wishes they could be there. Be 5-10 feet at the most from the cage. Like, it's just an awesome experience. And it's one that I've never taken for granted. Ever. I always like it. I always show up early. I never miss any fights. I always look presentable and nice. To me, it's just the most amazing experience with the most amazing sport that there's ever been. So what I'm trying to say is, my opinion on Conor is the most valid. Don't listen to anyone else. I don't care if they're famous and have more credibility. Because first of all, I don't think they do have more credibility than I do. I think that the changing world, the old school days of developing leads and contacts and sources and shit is gone. Oh, there are some people that have sources. But it used to be, I mean, there's always a horse trading slut aspect to it. Of, you know, you scratch my back, I'll suck your dick. And so journalists would talk to guys. And yeah, sometimes they would break a story. But for the most part, most of them were acting as de facto mouthpieces. And they knew they were. especially in sports, because it's not real journalism. It's not. It's entertainment. And some guys, you know, don't interact with the players or the front office or whatever, so they can do a little bit different. And I think, you know, people like me, who's awesome, we can do stuff like that, hence why I feel free to remind everybody that Armenians are scum. I really have to watch it. I start saying it out loud here, don't I? If I had two good legs, I wouldn't. With just one good leg, I am, as JR would say, as useless as a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. But I'm useful still in an ass-kissing contest, and I will rim that thing out. Wow. Maybe that's why I'm not taken seriously. Hey, breaking news, everybody. The biggest star of all time just retired. I'm talking rim job jokes. Fuck off. Now, not a ton of other news today. Like, I kind of looked around. There's a story. Nice interview somebody did. I'm guessing MMA fighting. With BJ Penn and how he's happy at Greg Jackson and doing better and shit like that. It was, well, that's funny because I say that, and like, also today, though, the Hilo, Hawaii Police Department has reopened. I think somebody said opened anew, but whatever. Another, he's being investigated still for the, you know, rape thing. UFC said they did their own investigation of the conduct and found no reason to continue to suspend him, blah, blah, blah. Which I actually think is probably true. Yeah, the company has an interest in protecting guys, but it's weird. Being promoters and Dana's, you know, they can be shitty. This is also a company that just halfway hamstrung themselves on their last show, like 3 days ago, with the USADA stuff. I mean, they lost Leon Machida, possibly for 2 years, for something he didn't even fail for. It's something he admitted to. Like, they could have easily been like, well, we got to, we'll wait for the test to come back or whatever. And so that other poor bastard fucking made weight, and then they told him that he failed. How the hell is that? There should be a rule like any drug test, free fight, they don't come back before. There you go, man. Take it. Look at that. 5-star radio. Being kind to the little man. I'm the little man. If you say that you're being kind to the little man, it implies that you are bigger. And am I better than a homeless person? Actually, I really am not. So, whatever. So, yeah, BJ is being reinvestigated for the rape. The whole thing is weird. I suspect that nothing ever really comes of it. I don't know. There's new details about Diego Brandão going full Cub Swanson on people. I'm trying to think of what else we did. Like, I know we have an excellent, excellent piece on the front page by James Swift about why is Mighty Mouse not as popular as John Jones. I mean, I know the reason, because John Jones is fucking fascinating and Mighty Mouse isn't. And being a pretty nice, normal guy who's an incredible fighter, well, you know, everybody brought Mike Tyson. Then, you know, UFC's got their hype machine going, and Jones being just fucking full Jones the whole time, and I love it. He's so amazing. Oakland St. Peter's got this coach saying, like, I'd never let him be the full OSP, and now we'll get to go out and do this, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, your fucking fighter lost twice. What were you holding back? Like, with Ryan Bader's beating his ass, you're like, don't worry. Don't use that super trick that will whoop somebody's ass. We want to save that for maybe a title shot. Whatever. Anyways, that's about that for right now. So I'll sign off on this. Yeah, 15, not bad. Thanks for listening. Full show coming up in 2 days. And, of course, more updates and podcasts. Comic Guy's going to rock that shit tomorrow. Until then, au revoir. Mes amis.
Before the internet, I'm I just got to drop the dead weight so I can shine.